Lesson 37, Josiah and Ezra Read the Scriptures to the People. Purpose, to teach the children that reading and following the counsel of the Scriptures brings joy. Preparation, 1, prayerfully study 2 Kings chapter 22, verses 1 and 2. Josiah reigns in righteousness. Kings chapter 22, verses 3 through 10. 3. While repairing the temple, Hilkiah finds the Book of the Law. Note, Book of the Law and Book of the Covenant are descriptive terms for the Scriptures at that time. 2 Kings chapter 22, verses 11 through 13, Josiah's sorrows because of the wickedness of the people. 2 Kings chapter 22, verses 14 through 20. Huldah prophesies the desolation of the wicked, but promises that Josiah will be blessed. 2 Kings chapter 23, verses 1 through 4. Also see 2 Kings chapter 23, verses 21 through 25. Josiah reads the book of the law to the people. They make covenants and stop their idolatry. Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 1 through 12. Ezra reads and interprets the law of Moses. The people rejoice. 2. Additional reading. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. Moses tells the Israelites to teach the commandments to their children at all times. 2 Chronicles chapter 34, another account of the story of Josiah. Compare to 2 Kings chapter 22. 3. Study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will best help the children achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A Bible for each child. B. A journal, scrapbook, photo album, or baby book. See the attention activity. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Ask the children if they remember what the first lessons of this course were about. If they remember the general topics, ask for more specific details. Explain that it is hard for us to remember information that we learned a long time ago. Show the children the journal, scrapbook, photo album, baby book, or similar book, and relate the following true experience or a personal experience you have had keeping records. Some children ask their mother to tell them about what they said and did when they were younger. Their mother had written a journal of some of those experiences. The family read the journal together. The oldest boy learned that the first talk he gave in primary was about two brothers who decided not to quarrel with one another. He liked knowing this because he always tried to be a peacemaker in his family. One daughter learned that when she was 3 years old, she prayed every night for her neighbors to learn not to smoke and for them to be kept safe from harm. This concern showed the same sensitivity toward others that she continued to have as an older child. Another child learned that in her baby blessing, her father had blessed her to have an especially close relationship with her mother. Throughout her life, that blessing had been fulfilled. Even the mother was surprised at some of the stories. Over time, she had forgotten many of them. Both the mother and her children felt joy as they read the journal and remembered experiences from their past. Explain that it is easy to forget things that we aren't constantly reminded of. Important information should be studied and reviewed continually so that we do not forget it. Show the children your scriptures and tell them these books contain Heavenly Father's words to us. Diligent daily study of the scriptures will help us remember and keep His commandments. Tell the children that in this lesson they will learn about the people of Judah at two different historical times, during the reign of King Josiah, about 640 B.C., and the time of Nehemiah and Ezra, about 450 B.C. B.C. means before the birth of Christ. Both groups of people had lost the book of the law, the scriptures the Lord gave to them through Moses, so they forgot the commandments and did not obey them. Scripture account. Teach the children the account of Josiah, the boy king of Judah, and of Ezra from the scriptures listed in the preparation section. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading and discussing the scriptures with the children in class will help them gain personal insights. What kind of person was King Josiah? 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 2. 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 25. Note that David mentioned in 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 2 is King David, who was Josiah's forefather, not his literal father. Josiah's father was Amon. Explain that Josiah's father was a wicked king who was killed by his servants when Josiah was 8 years old. Josiah inherited the throne, and he was a righteous king. In the 18th year of King Josiah's reign, what was done to the temple? 2 Chronicles chapter 34, verses 8 through 11. What did Hilkiah the high priest find in the temple when it was being repaired? 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 8. Explain that Book of the Law was another name for the Scriptures. After King Josiah had the Book of the Law read to him, what did he do that showed his great sorrow? 2 Kings chapter 22, verses 11 through 13. 11. Explain that rent his clothes means he ripped or tore his clothes to signify his deep sorrow that his people had strayed so far from God's laws. How had the people shown they had forgotten the Lord's laws? 2 Kings chapter 22, verses 16 and 17. How did King Josiah abolish idol worship and the other evil practices of his people? 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 4, and verses 24 and 25. How did King Josiah help his people repent of their sins? 2 Kings chapter 23, verses 2 and 3. What made the people realize they had done wrong? Explain that reading the Scriptures taught the people the Lord's ways. Because the Book of the Laws and Covenants had been lost, the people had forgotten the commandments and had been led astray. How can the Scriptures help us? What habits can we develop that will help us remember God's Word? See Enrichment Activity 4. What righteous practice did King Josiah reestablish? 2 Kings chapter 23, verses 21 through 23. Who was Nehemiah? Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 9. Nehemiah chapter 7, verse 65. Note, the footnote in Nehemiah chapter 7, verse 65 indicates that Tirshatha means governor. Nehemiah was a righteous leader of his people. See also Nehemiah in the LDS Bible Dictionary, page 738. Insert, Nehemiah, comfort of the Lord. 1. A Jew, either a Levite or of tribe of Judah, who held the important office of cupbearer at court of Artaxerxes, from whom he obtained a royal commission authorizing him to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. The book of Nehemiah, which is a continuation of Ezra, the two being regarded by the Jews as forming one book, contains an account of the progress and difficulties of the work and its final completion. Who was Ezra? See Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 9. Explain that Ezra was a priest and a scribe, and as a scribe he was a teacher of the law. The Jews at this time, about 450 B.C., had been in captivity in the Persian Empire for many years, and they had not been allowed to have their laws read to them. They had fallen into the evil ways of those around them. Some of the Jews, including Ezra and Nehemiah, were allowed to return to Jerusalem to reestablish their culture and religious beliefs. To whom did Ezra read the Book of the Law of Moses? Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 1 through 3, and verse 5. Insert, LDS Bible Dictionary, under the heading Ezra, page 669. Ezra, a famous priest and scribe who brought back part of the exiles from captivity. Ezra chapter 7 through 10, Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 12. The object of his mission was to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. In 458 B.C., he obtained from Artaxerxes an important edict. Ezra chapter 7, verses 12 through 26, allowing him to take to Jerusalem any Jewish exiles who cared to go, along with offerings for the temple with which he was entrusted, and giving to the Jews various rights and privileges. He was also directed to appoint magistrates and judges. On arriving in Jerusalem, his first reform was to cause the Jews to separate from their foreign wives, and a list is given of those who had offended in this way, Ezra chapter 10. The later history of Ezra is found in the book of Nehemiah, which is a sequel to the book of Ezra. Along with Nehemiah, he took steps to instruct the people in the Mosaic Law, Nehemiah chapter 8. Hitherto, the law had been to a great extent the exclusive possession of the priests. It was now brought within the reach of every Jew. The open reading of the book of the law was a new departure and marked the law as the center of Jewish national life. A good many traditions have gathered round the name of Ezra. He is said to have formed the canon of Hebrew Scripture and to have established an important national council called the Great Synagogue, over which he presided. But for none of these traditions is there trustworthy evidence. The Jews of later days were inclined to attribute to the influence of Ezra every religious development between the days of Nehemiah and the Maccabees. The book of Ezra contains also an introductory section, chapters 1 through 6, describing events that happened from 60 to 80 years before the arrival of Ezra in Jerusalem, that is, the decree of Cyrus, 537 B.C., and the return of Jews under Zerubbabel, the attempt to build the temple, and the hindrances due to the Samaritans, the preaching of Haggai and Zechariah, and the completion of the temple, 516 B.C. There is no record in the book of any events between this date and the mission of Ezra. Religious values in the book of Ezra are found in the teachings that, 1, the promises of the Lord through his prophets shall all be fulfilled, Ezra chapter 1, verse 1. Also see Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 13, chapter 29, verse 10, Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verses 37 and 38, and section 5, verse 20. 2, discipline and patience are born of disappointment, as one expectation after another was frustrated. 3, there is eternal significance in everyday life. 4, preparation is needed for the rule of Messiah, the law being the schoolmaster to bring men to Christ. Explain that this points out that before this time the law had been available only to the priests. Reading the book of the law in the open street made it available to everyone. What was the people's reaction to hearing the book of the law? See Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 3 and 9. How should we read the scriptures? Who helped the people understand the scriptures? Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 7 and 8. Point out that the Spirit of the Lord was with the people as the priests explained what was being read to them. How did the people feel when they understood the scriptures that were read? Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 12. How do you feel when you read and understand the scriptures? See enrichment activity number 2. How can we develop the kind of excitement for the scriptures that these people had? Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Tell the children you are going to whisper something to them that you want them to try to remember. Whisper this scripture to each child. The king stood in his place and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments. 2 Chronicles chapter 34, verse 31. After you have whispered this to each child, ask them to repeat it. If they have a hard time remembering it, explain that the value of having written scriptures is that we can study and read them often to help us remember. Then, as a class, read the verse out loud from the scriptures. At the end of the lesson, ask if the children remember the scripture that you whispered to them, and they read together. If you have repeated it several times, some of them will probably remember. Read it out loud in unison again. Point out that we remember important truths by hearing and reading them again and again. 2. Write on the chalkboard 2 headings. Why might it be hard to read the scriptures? And ways to overcome these difficulties. Ask the children why it might be hard for them to read the scriptures, and then have them suggest ways to overcome these difficulties. Discuss each idea with the children, listing their answers in the appropriate column. Problems with reading the scriptures might be that they are hard to understand, or that the children can't read well enough. Possible solutions to these problems could be to read out loud, to read and discuss with an adult, to pray for understanding, or to read the suggested home reading included at the end of each lesson while the lesson is still fresh in their minds. Challenge the children to read the assigned verses from this lesson and each lesson. Explain that when a person reads regularly from the scriptures become more familiar and easier to understand. 3. If these items are available, dip a toothpick for each child into a small amount of honey. Have the children taste the honey. Emphasize the sweetness of the honey, and then read Psalm 19, verses 8 and 10. Have the children think about how the scriptures can be sweeter than honey in their lives. Point out that through the scriptures, we can feel Heavenly Father's love for us, and we can receive help in facing our problems. These and other things bring a sweetness or joy in our lives. Encourage the children to share something they love about the scriptures. 4. Play charades by having a child pantomime one of the following situations. Have the rest of the class guess what they are doing. A. Driving to a gas station and putting fuel in the gas tank of an automobile. B. Eating dinner. C. Planting and watering a plant. D. Reading the scriptures. Play until all four situations have been correctly guessed. Discuss what similarities there are in these different activities. Point out that in each case, an object needs fuel so that it will have the energy to keep going. Just as a car, a plant, or our physical bodies need fuel or food for energy, our spirit needs to be fed so that it too can be healthy. Discuss how we can feed our spirits. Discuss how often our spirits need to be fed. Read Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 and 7 with the children, and emphasize that we should think of the Lord's words to us at all times in everything we do. Challenge the children to read from the scriptures each day in the coming week. 5. Remind the children that in order to obey the commandments, they have to be able to remember them. To help them remember, play a memory game. Write the names of the following people from the Old Testament on separate 3x5-inch cards. On other cards, write the phrases that describe each person. Have the children take turns matching the card with the name of the person on it with a card that says what he or she did. When the children have matched all the cards, discuss the spiritual qualities they remember about each person. Person, Adam. Action, left the Garden of Eden. Person, Enoch. Action, his righteous city was translated. Person, Noah. Action, built an ark. Person, Abraham. Action, willing to sacrifice his son. Person, Rebecca. Action, left her family to marry Isaac. Person, Joseph. Action, forgave his brothers. Person, Moses. Action, saved his people from bondage. Person, Ruth. Action, accepted the gospel from her mother-in-law. Person, David. Action, with the strength of the Lord, killed a giant. Person, Elijah. Action, fed by ravens during a drought. 6. Help the children understand and memorize the 8th article of faith, or read Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8, and discuss ways in which the scriptures will stand forever. Explain that, for example, the 10 commandments given to Moses thousands of years ago stand forever. They are still commandments in our time. Invite the children to share their favorite scriptures and the reasons they love them. 7. Sing or read the words to Search, Ponder, and Pray, Children's Songbook, page 109. Testimony. Share your feelings about the great blessing the scriptures are in your life and the joy and peace they bring to you as you remember to obey Heavenly Father's laws. Encourage the children to read the scriptures regularly at home. Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading. Suggested home reading suggests that the children study 2 Kings chapter 23, verses 1 through 3 and verse 25, and Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 37, Josiah and Ezra read the scriptures to the people.